Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 4. The all-inclusive Christ as a good land, a land of water brooks, of springs, and of fountains, flowing forth in valleys and in mountains. Saturday, related verses. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8. Blessed is the man who trusts in Jehovah, and whose trust Jehovah is. And he will be like a tree transplanted beside water, which sends out its roots by a stream, and will not be afraid when heat comes, for its leaves remain flourishing, and it will not be anxious in the year of drought, and will not cease to bear fruit. John 4, verse 14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever. But the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water, gushing up into eternal life. Jeremiah 17, verses 5 through 6, 9 through 10, and 13 through 14. Thus says Jehovah, cursed is a man who trusts a man, and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart turns away from Jehovah. And he will be like a shrub in the desert, and will not see when good comes, but he will dwell in the parched places in the wilderness, a land of salt and uninhabited. Verses 9 through 10. The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is incurable. Who can know it? I, Jehovah, search the heart and test the inward parts, even to give to each one according to his ways, according to the fruit of his deeds. Verses 13 through 14. You are the hope of Israel, O Jehovah. All who forsake you will be put to shame. Those who turn away from me will be written in the earth, because they forsook Jehovah, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Jehovah, and I will be healed. Save me, and I will be saved, for you are my praise. Related reading. According to God's economy, the one who trusts in God is like a tree planted by water, signifying God as a fountain of living waters. The tree grows beside the river by absorbing all the riches of the water into it. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 through 8 is a picture of God's dispensing. In order to receive the divine dispensing, we as the trees must absorb God as the water. The watering is for the tree's absorbing, and the absorbing is the receiving of God's dispensing. The tree grows with God as the supplier and the supply. The supply is the riches of the supplying God dispensed into us as a plant, so that we may grow into God's measure. Eventually, the plants and God, God and the plants, are one, having the same element, essence, constitution, and appearance. Jeremiah 17, verses 7 and 8 refer to God's economy carried out by his dispensing. God is the living water to be dispensed into our being in order to become our very constituent. We all need to see the crucial significance of absorbing God as a living water that we may be constituted with his element and essence. We may not say anything when we come to God, but our whole being, including our heart, should face God. While we look to God, we may sigh and confess that we are incompetent, weak, unable to rise, unpresentable, and thirsting, and that we lack words for the gospel and are not inclined to fellowship with the saints. We should lay our inner condition before God and even tell him that we are short in every matter. No matter what our inner condition is, we should bring it to God. There is a hymn that says, "Just as I am," hymns 10:48. This means that we should come to God just as we are without trying to improve or change our condition. To pray is to come to God just as we are. The closer we are to our true condition, the better. Even if we are weak, confused, sad, and speechless, we can still come to God. God is everything to us. Our condition does not bother him. He is concerned only about our seeing and contacting him. As long as we come to him, he has a way because he is the way. If we are weak, he is power. If we are not presentable, he is presentable. If we are unable to rise up, he is rising up. If we lack leading, he is the leading. If we do not have words, he is the word. We do not have to wait or improve ourselves. The more we come to God according to our condition, the better. Instead of caring about our condition, we enter into God's presence to contact God by looking to him, beholding him, praising him, giving thanks to him, worshiping him, and absorbing him. This is a sweet lesson. If we will learn this lesson, we will enjoy God's riches and taste his sweetness. If we will spend a little time to enter into God's presence and absorb him every day, we will receive light and power. We will be peaceful, bright, strong, and empowered. The flowing triune God is into eternal life. The eternal life is a destination of the flowing triune God. The New Jerusalem is a totality of the divine eternal life. The eternal life eventually will be the New Jerusalem. Thus, into eternal life means into the New Jerusalem.